Hello, my name's Sarah Thornton and I'm Artistic Director with Collective Encounters. Thank you for downloading this podcast. This paper was first given at an Arts Council briefing in May 2011 when I was asked to give a brief provocation about why I thought Arts Council hadn't been as successful as they might have hoped in getting great art to everyone and reaching some of our more disengaged communities. I believe that too often organisations have jumped on the engagement bandwagon and used it to lever in funds to support their core programmes rather than engaging with the underlying values of great art for everyone. Too often, organisations have tacked on an education outreach wing which has a tenuous connection to their core programme and isn't embedded in the values or approach of the artistic director or chief execs. Too often, organisations have been prepared to deliver parachute projects that offer no continuity or sustainability for marginalised and oft let down communities. This decreases engagement and makes it much harder to re-engage communities subsequently. I think that much art holds little relevance for much of the population. The themes that concern and affect the lives of most of the people we work with, for instance, are rarely represented on a main stage, gallery or exhibition hall. I think organisations have underestimated how prohibitive poverty is. We're based in North Liverpool, where 87% of children are living in poverty. They can't possibly afford to pay to attend a youth theatre session, and some need help with bus fares to enable them to come. When an organisation levies even a small charge to attend a workshop, they exclude these people. And then the wider impact of poverty. 36% of people in some North Liverpool communities are illiterate. There is very little sense of cultural entitlement and very limited knowledge of cultural offer. I think too often the intrinsic and instrumental benefits of the arts have been polarised along class lines, with intrinsic benefits reserved for the middle classes and instrumental benefits allocated to the poor. And too often the instrumental approach leads to poor art that's under-resourced and under-inspired, and it reinforces the status quo, attempting to reintegrate people from the margins into the mainstream rather than using art to challenge and provoke. And finally, engaging people with no history of engagement is expensive and hard. It's slow and it can be painful. While you may be able to achieve impressive numbers for a one-off event or a street festival, the numbers you can reach as participants or as sit-down audiences are much more limited. So if we really believe that the arts are vital to a healthy, thriving society and that all people should have the right and the opportunity to engage with high-quality art, we need to take a more radical approach. We need to make sure that our work is grounded in ethical, transparent and democratic processes. It must be values-led. And if we don't believe that or don't consider it really important to the lifeblood of our organisation, we shouldn't bother and we shouldn't be compelled to. There are many audiences out there and different arts organisations are differently positioned to attract them. But if we do want to reach people with no history of engagement in the arts, we should consider making work in places where people will stumble across it, in accessible, safe settings, seeking out new spaces, learning from experience and not being afraid to fail. We should work in partnership with non-arts organisations, community partners and service providers who are plugged into difficult-to-reach communities. And I mean working in genuine partnership where their experience, understanding and expertise directly informs the work and the approach. We should refuse to engage in parachute projects where there is no hope of longer-term development, despite the attraction of one-off funding pots. We should make work that grows out of communities and tells stories that are not otherwise getting an airing, work that validates the experiences of people with no voice and is underpinned by an ethical approach. We must not underestimate the capacity of non-traditional audiences and participants to engage with art. 97% of people who stopped in a shopping centre to watch our piece Songs for Silent Voices had rarely or never seen opera before, but 77% said they felt changed by the experience. We must produce work of the highest quality, ensuring that excellence is at the heart of all our work, both in terms of its process and its product. And finally, if we really want to engage those with no history of cultural engagement and those who are often living in poverty, we must find ways of providing our work free at the point of use.